It wasn't further away. It simply wasn't as loud as the first. An explosion followed by an ordinary gunshot. But of course it wasn't an explosion. It was two guns going off simultaneously.
By George! Well, that explains everything. Gentlemen, I don't know what to say. This is wonderful.
Yeah. I rather think we've exhausted all this room can teach us. Let's see what fresh evidence the garden has to offer.
Look at that. And to think I wasn't going to check out here at all.
It's never wise to accept the first conclusion that presents itself.
What can you read from the footmarks?
Let us see. Yes, a man. Tall, but not heavy. Yes, probably not old. No. Yes, he approaches very cautiously. Yes, is it the right window? It is. Yes. Stands here for some little time. And then... yeah, runs off. Now. Look at this.
What have you found?
A cartridge from the third bullet.
Oh.
The gun had an ejector. Yes, this is American. I think, Inspector, that our case is almost complete.
Beg pardon, sir. May I speak to you?
Of course, child. Come in.
Thank you, sir.
What is it?
It's the mistress, sir. I'm really... we're all really worried about her, sir.
Yes, Saunders, so am I.
Forgive me, but is she ill, sir? Should we send for Dr. Cartwright?
No, Saunders, I don't think that a doctor can help.
Isn't there anything we can do?
Yes. Yes, I believe there is. Tell Arthur I shall want the trap first thing in the morning. I'm going to London.
Inspector, there are several points that I've not been able to explain to you yet.
You said something about dancing men.
Now that I've got so far, I'd best proceed on my own lines and clear the whole matter up once and for all.
Oh, just as you wish, Mr. Holmes. So long as we get our man. Doctor?
Thank you. Oh, we shall. Yes, I have all the threads in my hand.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Now, first of all, there's an inn or an hotel in the neighbourhood known as Elridge's.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. No, there isn't. Not that I've ever heard of.
There must be. Assemble the staff.
I've lived here all my life, sir. There's no such inn. I'm sorry, gentlemen.
There's old Ted Elridge.
Ted Elridge? Who's he?
Well, he's a farmer, sir.
That's right. Though Lord knows he's not so active these days. I haven't heard word of him in a 12-month or more.
Is it a lonely farm?
Oh, very lonely, sir.
Perhaps they haven't heard of what happened here during the night.
Well, maybe not, sir.
Saunders, what is in a note there? Tell the stable boy to saddle up.
Well, this whole thing's out of our hands now.
Out of our hands?
Yes, for the present. If you'd like to stroll with us a while, I think we can help you pass an interesting and profitable hour.
The first we knew of this whole business was when Mr. Cubitt engaged Holmes to look into the mystery of the dancing men.
The dancing men? Well, they keep cropping up, whoever they are. I've seen neither hide nor hair of any dancing men.
And it's time that situation was rectified. The dancing men.
But it's just a child's scribble.
Just a child's scribble.
That's exactly what I thought.
Then why do you attribute any importance to it, Mr. Cubitt?
I never should, Doctor. But my wife does. This child's scribble is frightening her to death.
Oh, it's nothing. String of matchstick men. Was this sent to Mrs. Cubitt?
Yes. It was the second manifestation.
Second? What was the first?
They were chalked on the windowsill. It must have been done during the night.
What did you do?
Had them washed off. I thought nothing of it. Until I just happened to mention them to Elsie.
Whatever's the matter, my dear?
You're sure, Hilton? You're sure that's what they were?
Of course I'm sure. Why are you so concerned? I told you.